Well, folks, we are going to be talking about Malbec today, and Greg Mortle is sitting here with me, and we're at Rodney Strong Vineyards, and Malbec from Rodney Strong Vineyards has become a favorite of mine, and when I open wines and turn people on to them, they're like, this is a really good wine, and they are. We have two of them today open, and you talk so I can drink.
Will do, Doc. Yeah, Malbec is an interesting beast, really. Talking about one of the Bordeaux varieties, right? So whereas Cabernet and Merlot are very well known, you've got those other varieties beyond that, which have become increasingly popular in the ensuing years, especially Malbecs from Argentina have made a splash. And for good reason. I've been to Argentina. You know, we took a trip down there and got really excited about Malbec and came back and planted a bunch.
So that's what happened.
We were already making a Malbec from a great vineyard in Dry Creek. We still source that fruit. Not a vineyard we own, but it's up on this bench in the middle Dry Creek area, and it's wonderful stuff. But we ended up planting at some high elevations up out in the woods. It's Cooley Ranch out there. And then we also planted a new block up at our Rockaway Vineyard where we make a single vineyard Cabernet from, using a little pinch of that Malbec usually in the blend. The sourcing for Malbec is just kind of a fun and interesting thing. The Argentinian call the French clones cot, which I think to an Argentinian is a little bit of a cuss word. They seem to think that they own it, and to be honest, when you're down there, it's hard to argue against them. They make some wonderful stuff, but we did plant some of the French clones up here in Alexander Valley and out in the woods here in Sonoma County, and up at high elevation on some very limiting soils on slopes, it grows really well. It makes a deliciously fruity wine with a little hint of floral.
It's become a favorite of mine, and in that it really does pair well with a lot of different dishes. I could drink that quite often.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could take it to the steak end of, you know, and take it.
And I will.
and it does great there, especially if you do a little cherry glaze or something, like there's some fruit compote or something like that on the side or on the meat. That's a really lovely thing.
Great minds think alike. And you and I, Greg, are going to enjoy these wines. And cheers to you. It's great to be out here again and talking to you about the wines. Love the wines and love this beautiful winery.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, folks, when you're at Palette Healdsburg in Healdsburg, California, and you're sitting with Mr. Harry Bryant, it's time for us to have some great food. And we do this on a regular basis. We need to keep the politics and the sports out of this, because I'm hungry.
Yes, let's get into food and wine, Doc.
It's great to be with you, sir. And we have a couple of big wines here in front of us from Rodney Strong. And Rodney Strong is a force here in Sonoma County. Some beautiful wines. We have Malbec Reserve, and we also have a Cabernet Reserve.
Yeah, we decided to do dog breast, our current preparation, to go with the Malbec. A little coriander crust in the outside of the dog breast. We're going to do forbidden rice with crushed hazelnuts and dog confit mixed into that forbidden rice. And then on the bottom of that plate, we're going to place a bed of kumquat and hazelnut puree, and on top of the dog preparation, we're going to do a agrodolce kumquats, which is a sweet and sour preparation on the kumquats to finish that off.
It's a beautiful dish, and that rice is killer by itself. I could take a container of that home.
The preparation on that is just delicious. Got a little texture. It's got the richness of the duck confit. So it's outstanding.
Well, it's a perfect match here, and we're moving on to the Cabernet Reserve here. Rodney Strong has some incredible wines, some single vineyard Cabernets, and this is right up there with them. This is a beautiful wine, and I noticed you have a beautiful dish in front of you. We'll move that over in front of me. And what do you got
there? You know, that Cab is rich and opulent. So we figured the steak will be the one to pair off with that. We're doing a charred prime New York to go along with that. Has a potato puree on the bottom, a little mushroom fondue with some smoked brisket and onions in between. We're doing some chimichurri on top, and then we're going to do a little charred spring onion salsa verde to finish that off.
Well, these wines also would lend to dessert. Do you have a sweet tooth tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, we indeed can do the not a Snickers bar, a little peanut butter layer on the bottom, peanut butter mousse on top, and dark chocolate ganache with some peanut butter snow to finish it off.
All right. Well, I think we might need two of those. That's going to be a great ending to this wonderful meal we put together here. And on a monthly basis, we'll come and visit you, actually on a weekly basis, because I can't stay away from the place. It's a great place. I really enjoy your company, and your staff here is amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like I'm talking too much and you're salivating, so I'm going to let you get to it.
We have some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doc.